Daniel Scott Dowd, 10/20/22. Oh, Todd's mute is not working. We're leaving that shit in. Don't think for 2 seconds I'm taking that out.
All right, I gotta restart my mute button.
Because I am too lazy.
Too lazy.
Quick question, since you were doing...
We could just start it again if you want.
Nope. This show is starting. We are 29 seconds into this show, including that kerfuffle at the outset there when your mute button wasn't working. All right, now it appears
to
be
working. Working. Yes.
Thank God. Just leave it on the whole time. All right. all right. Now, see, first of all, I'm glad to see
you. Very one-sided convo.
That's okay. I've done that pod before. Todd just took a giant swig of his old friend. Back, my old friend, DC.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You could say that too. Hello,
I've
dark cola, my old friend.
With you again.
I don't know why you're sleeping with a soda, but if you're gonna sleep with a soda, it's gonna be DC, bitch. It's gonna be DC. So October 20th, 2022. Todd, I'm out of town next week. Very likely, we will not be potting. You and I. Probably do a pod with the wife this weekend, post it next week. So this has to be our Halloween episode. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to talk strictly about Halloween stuff. But we got to talk about Halloween candy because that's what the fuck we do up in this bitch. So let me start by asking. There's 11 days until Halloween. Have you purchased candy? Do you ever purchase candy because of where you live?
No. I mean, we do purchase candy, but it's usually we don't
just
get
for you
any
to
trick-or-treaters.
Eat.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a trick-or-treater at your house?
No.
For those that aren't aware, Todd lives basically in the forest. It's a Hansel and Gretel situation.
I'm a woodland nymph. I live in
the woods.
So
for a kid to come to his house, it's a lot of work for not a lot of payoff to go down
terrified.
Todd's road. I don't even know about that. It's just you got to walk like a mile.
We don't have any street lights. You'd have to walk down.
Yeah.
Walking down,
down
wouldn't
hill.
Be so bad, but it would be a real bitch to walk back up.
To get the fuck back out. Plus, there's not a safe way to enter your street because it's from an even higher speed limit street.
Yeah, if you're walking off of the arterial or the street that our street connects to, you'd be not a great pedestrian thoroughfare.
Yeah, especially at night.
Some of our neighbors, our next door neighbor, usually buys like some candy, like whole candy bars, and asks our kids to come over, but they don't really have... I don't think anybody on the street has to buy.
I thought you were going to say, but they don't. I'm like, well, that's fucking rude. If they're buying whole candy bars, let them enjoy a kid coming in.
They buy them for my children. Although the people across the street have a, I would guess, 2-year-old now. And another little bundle of joy on the way. So
that's adorable. Congratulations.
Trick or treat. I've never actually spoken to them, but my wife has.
Oh. Nothing of what you just said surprises me, particularly the last 2 sentences.
Yes.
Of course your wife has spoken to them.
I don't know what their names
are. Of course you have not.
I do know.
Again,
I think he loves his family, but also likes to get away from them because he has a backpack blower.
Relatable.
And he turns it on. He like blows the street every fucking weekend. I'm like, dude, you don't need to do that.
I knew a girl in high school who was like that. He blows the entire street.
Inappropriate. No, not the entire street. Just the street in front of his house.
Mm.
But our street is less likely to gain leaves just because there's traffic on it. Like my driveway gets a lot of leaves that I would use my blower to blow off or rake.
As would your small yard get a lot of
yeah, my leaves get a my yard gets a shit ton of leaves that
your leaves get a bunch of leaves, man.
That I rake and bag a couple times a year. I saw a post on my new favorite app, not new favorite app, but my it's not
don't
really
say
my
next
favorite
door.
App. It's super fucking annoying. Next door,
oh,
I was arguing
bitch.
With a bunch of old people today about light rail for 25 posts.
I'm sure that went well.
Well, I'll get to that in just a second, but. Okay. There was a post on there about you shouldn't rake up your leaves. You should leave them the compost, which I think generally is true. But I've also seen that's if you can rake them into something like a bed. Like if you shouldn't leave them on your grass because it just forms a wet mat that kills your grass, which is my point.
Right.
And I don't really have an area. I do have an area to rake them to, but there are plants in my natural area that basically just die if I put massive clumps of leaves. So I bag them.
It blocks sun. I mean, it's common sense for anyone that knows how food works. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the internet. For anyone that knows how plant growth works, they need sun,
leaves,
and water, and not piles of leaves on top.
So, just real quick on my light rail next door conversation. All the olds insist that light rail causes shoplifting.
Hang on. We need to back up for two reasons. First of all, just so everyone knows, Nextdoor is an app where you can link up and have conversations. It's a social app.
It's for old social white media people app to complain about black people and crime.
Okay.
Sometimes in veiled manners. Sometimes, most of the time, not really.
I will tell you, and Jamie and I are going to have this as a segment on The Other Half, another podcast on the BroPod Network, where we have the Nextdoor post of the week, because every day I read her the Nextdoor post of the day, because it's just insanity. So I won't go too into that because I don't want to spoil that for the other half. But the other thing I need to back up is you said the olds. Is that like the OMCs, old man coffees? Is this the boomers? I've never heard the term the olds.
I call it over anyone 55? My age or older part of the olds.
Oh, your age or older. Okay.
Well, I don't know how old these people are. Most of them, to me, look older than me, but I always think everyone is my age, even if they're 25.
By the way, me too. Fuck, there's... All right, now we're...
And then you're like, oh, man, you know what I'm talking about? And they're like, I was born in 2001. And you're like, fuck.
Right. My next-door neighbor, very nice couple, Aaron and Jeff, shout out. They have three kids. I think their kids are like, I'm going to guess, 13.
Gay couple?
Huh?
Is it a gay couple?
No. Aaron is...
Aaron with an E?
Yes. Very nice. In case they ever hear this, we do enjoy having you as neighbors. You're a better next door neighbor than the last tenant.
You youngins.
But anyway, they have three kids. I'm going to guess 13, 11, and 4.
28. Oh, sorry.
And I don't know how old they are, but from the second they moved in, I just assume they were 10 years older than me. I don't know if it's because they've been there for like 6 years. I don't know if it's because they moved in, they already had kids.
Yeah. That's why. If you but have the, kids, I think it ages you in
by 35 years.
10 years at least.
Oh, okay.
If you were 25 and had two kids, I'd be like, oh yeah, he's 35.
Is that the key though? You think that's the only difference? It could be.
No, but it definitely ages you. Like if you hear somebody be like, oh yeah, my kids, you're like, oh, you're at least in your mid-30s.
But again, my point
possibly
is...
possibly older.
They had the two kids, and then since they lived here, they had another daughter who, like I said, is about 4 years old.
Another three or four. Oh, just one more.
And so when that happened, I was like, oh, because I was like, oh, like
you're like, oh, she's still childbearing age.
She's not 46 right now, or what? I mean, again, and she might be. Obviously, that's possible.
I know.
But now I'm like, wait a minute, they might be younger than me. And obviously, I now have a kid. But until I didn't, I was like, this is blowing my mind that there's anyone out there with even a newborn that is somehow younger than me. So, yes, I totally agree with that. That's an odd perception. But anyway, okay, so olds is 46 plus, mid-40s and over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old they are. Again, I think everyone is my age.
Sure.
As long as they're younger than me, and then if they're older than me, I think they're 55.
Gotcha. Carry on. So they were making racist rants about...
Well, no, about, so... There's all these
Baltimore
things. So there's an original post. I don't know if your next door works this way. Somebody posted something in a neighboring town about this light rail plan.
Sure.
And I went to read it and was going to comment on the original post, but it's because it's not in my neighborhood. I don't know if the person who made the post set geographic, because you have to register as a real person and give your address.
Supposedly. Yes.
I mean, I'm sure you can fake it. It's not that hard.
Of course you could.
But, But someone reposted it basically like, this is the dumbest idea I ever heard.
Oh,
I'm just putting it in a southern accent.
Within your neighborhood, someone reposted it. I got you.
Someone
I don't know if I assume those same parameters apply. I've literally never commented on Nextdoor. I just read it for the voyeurism.
But yeah, it is fun to read for the stupid shit that people.
Oh my God, so fun.
But they're like, this is the. It's basically there's a major thoroughfare arterial. This is like a bigger road, commercial road, mm-hmm. that they're proposing running a light rail line through parallel some of the suburbs and ending basically in our part of town. And people are like, oh, there's going to be so much traffic. It's going to ruin the businesses. I'm like, first of all, no, it's not.
It lessens traffic.
It'll be less traffic.
The light rail lessens traffic.
It should lessen
traffic. That's one of the ideas.
And I was like, it'd actually be a boon for businesses because you'll have more customers, blah, 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 blah. And people are like, I was like, there will be some inconvenience during the construction and businesses may lose business or go out of business during that because this could take a decade or more to finish. Sure. Like light rail is not a quick thing to do.
Right.
But people are like, no, it brings shoplifting. And then they went on this whole thing. Shoplifting has put all these businesses out of business. I was like, no, there's no way that's true. First of all, nope. And then I read on the internet, there's like a sort of a right wing talking point that like shoplifting is causing things to go out of business. And I get shoplifting may be part of a reason that a business goes out of business. It was more of like course. Urban drugstores are saying that people shoplifting is they're listing it as a reason for going out of business, but right. more likely that people are buying things online. They're just the stores are less needed, so people aren't buying as much stuff. They're getting shipped to Amazon, whatever. I'm like, it's not. I was like, I don't believe there's a business that the entire business has shut down solely because of shoplifting. If you're at that point, you're doing a bad job running your business, I would say.
Right, I would agree.
And
I would agree. You build it into the prices, like Target, Walmart, all those people.
Raise the prices.
That's part of your prices. You spread it across. You could say everything.
You're driving your customers away. Whatever. It's bullshit. There's a woman on there so I've been just going back and forth with all these old people, and they're
so
like,
you've been posting.
Oh, I've been fucking engaging comments with them. There's this lady's like, she's so like,
Todd's employer. No. Todd didn't work today. He was on Nextdoor. Just want you to know.
I mean, it doesn't take that long to comment. It's little breaks. This lady was like, the Walmart moved from this place to this place where I live because there was so much shoplifting. I was like, there's absolutely no way that's true. And I was like, what is your proof of this? And the lady's like, can you cite your sources? And she's like, no, it's someone I know who works in business with people at Walmart. So I can't reveal who they are. I'm like, so somebody you know,
she's a truck driver,
a friend that works at Walmart, and they told them that they moved.
No, works at businesses that work with Walmart. That's very different. He's a truck driver.
Yeah, I was like,
he delivers goods.
I was like, I know you're full of shit. Like, it's so obvious. Your anecdotal evidence is not a reason for, equal actual truth.
Of course not. So.
People are going on this long thing about. Yeah. I was like, first of all, light rail. I was like, light rail doesn't cause shoplifting. That's not a thing. Their concern is that it's bringing people.
Yeah, I don't
from
get that.
The dangerous city into the suburbs that are just going to steal stuff. Yes. Like, they have nothing better to do but ride 30 minutes on a fucking train so they can steal $6 of the candy from the local Rite Aid. I was like, they got shit they can steal there. Why would they do that?
Right.
I don't know.
Probably lower security too.
That's possible. I mean, there are shoplifters. I'm just saying that's not like the scourge of. So then this other motherfucker was like, "What about the other light rail line? There's no businesses growing around there." I'm like, it runs through an industrial corridor. It has nothing to do with the light rail, you motherfucker. Like this is an established commercial strip that they're putting a light rail in. It's not gonna like decimate that street.
What's the train line? Starts with an M.
The MTA.
The MTA. That's a hard rail, I think, is what the term is. It's not a light rail. It is. If the train ever broke down, I would not fucking leave my seat. It is a very industrial, and a lot of it is a very sketchy area. And then suddenly you're at the train station, like. So yeah, no business is.
Well, that's a different thing than what I'm talking about, but I get your point.
I understand, but the DC to Baltimore train that I've
Not what I'm talking about, but yes.
I know it isn't, but I'm just saying. So, by the way, that's where you build rail stations. You don't necessarily, because it's unused land. Like, you don't, we have very busy streets. You can't just, like you were saying, you know, it's an 8-10 year construction project. You can't just put all of those active current businesses on hold while you just fucking dig a hole in the ground for 7 miles or whatever. Like, you put it kind of away from things. And then at the stops, hopefully things will pop up and small businesses might be able to generate themselves at the stops. But when it's just riding along, who the fuck cares? If you're zipping past, oh, I want to go to McDonald's. Well, I guess I'll get off in a mile and walk back to it. You know.
Just another quick aside. One of the people I replied to, his name was Mike Hunt, which, as you may know, is a it's a made-up name.
For the woman who stole my profanity bag on my flight to Baltimore last summer.
So I was telling my wife about how I was responding to Mike Hunt, and she's like, please stop saying that person's name. I think it might actually be his name, but I don't know.
I mean, it's possible. I know a guy named Michael Hunt. He goes by Michael, but he's an attorney.
You can't shorten that to Mike. It's just definitely not.
Go by M. Hunt. Go by Mikey. Mikey Hunt. Yeah, that doesn't work either. You got to go by your full name. Or just go by your middle name.
This business that was near light rail, he's like, we should go there and check out the shopping. Oh, wait, you can't because it closed. I'm like, again, this business did not close because of light rail. There are other factors. There are businesses around that area now that are doing just fine. It's not that the fucking business he's referencing, I've never heard of because I don't think it exists anymore. So I don't think there's light rail that's sending out business.
If there's any truth to that concept that shoplifters are literally going, traveling from their neighborhood to another neighborhood to steal stuff, then going back to their neighborhood, why would that be the primary concern? If true thieves and robbers and felons are doing that, why would the citizens of the suburban neighborhood not be worried about murderers and rapists? Like, people doing all sorts of other assaults. That would be, if I was going to make up a concern, that would be my concern.
Shoplifting, who cares?
Yeah. Let's get some real offenses here.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the other made up crime.
What's that?
It's just, yeah. No, I'm assuming that we had the conversation on next door.
That's where it's headed.
To the point of assuming rape and murder is going to happen with light rail.
Of course. So, again, I don't want to go too deep into this because this is going to be a segment on Jamie and I's podcast. But do you find this is very prevalent now that quite often on Nextdoor you have people talking about and by the way, all with horrendous grammar. Like, it's as if their phones don't have a period on their virtual keyboard.
I think it's the old typing on their phone, and they're just like,
of course it is. By the way, you can
read what you write before you press send. You don't have to.
No, you can't
accept.
Nope, you just hit send. No, I know what it is.
Yes, one of the ladies I was arguing with has riddled with misspellings and just nonsense shit in there.
The absolute worst. But I read one. This is a couple days ago, but I read one yesterday that had zero periods in the whole thing, no commas. And I find it entertaining to read it to Jamie as it's written. So I take a deep breath and just plow through the unbearably long run-on sentence. And but what I was starting to say is, a lot of times, again, especially now with what's going on in the economy the past few months, there are so many people that are just like, it's sob stories. Like, I'm now homeless. I'm getting kicked out of my apartment. There was a woman who yesterday literally posted, she said, it was one sentence, and it said, bank account empty, can anyone help, please? It's like, if you're going to post that, and look, I have sympathy for these people, I get it, I know I'm in a much more privileged position than 95% of people on Nextdoor, at least it seems like, based on what they're posting. However, put some details. Explain what your situation, like, build up the story so that people will contribute to your GoFundMe or people will DM you. And I've also seen people say one or two sentences and then say, here's my Venmo. motherfucker, I'm not just blindly sending you money because you say I need money. It just annoys me that people are now kind of using this as like a virtual. It's like if you're going to sit on a corner and beg for money, I at least respect that. I get it. Don't go into next door. So at least you have a cell phone and you have service so you can afford some bills and beg for money because you don't have any money and you need help and all these other things. I mean, you could go through there and every 10th post is something like that. You could go broke trying to help these people. And I don't know if they're good intentions. I don't know if they're just out there, like you said, acting as, you know, if they're all Mike Hunts and they're asking for money because it's a fake account. I have no idea. Also, if I'm ever going to give anyone money that way, you better fucking put a period, maybe have a comma, capitalize the beginning of every sentence. I don't give you a shit. I don't care what your situation is if you can't put proper grammar. It's ridiculous. But that's what Nextdoor has become in my area. It's just people begging for money. And it's ridiculous. And there was one yesterday where somebody was saying that Aurora is turning into trash. Literally. Like every street corner has trash on it. And when I go for a walk in my neighborhood, I pick up trash. We encourage everyone to do that. And then, like you said, people start jumping in. They're like, well, it's the government's fault. And then someone replies, yeah, but this governor is doing better than the last governor. And it immediately turns political. It's like, it's like Parler. Isn't that the one that Trump tried to start?
No, he has Truth Social, but Parler is a right-wing bullshit. Social media. Kanye's trying to buy Parlor now because
I did hear that.
That's right. Fucking maniac. He's a weirdo. He clearly has mental health issues.
He definitely has mental health issues.
He's doing anti-Semitic stuff now and
Kanye's
anti-black shit. Kanye, just shut the fuck up and get some help.
Yeah, Kanye's got problems. Anyway, that's my Nextdoor rant. It's just, oh, and also everyone talks about crime. Like, yeah, somebody broke into my house last night.
The crime reporting on Nextdoor is like the worst thing about it because people are like, oh shit, I heard on Nextdoor that somebody's house got broken into. So it like amps people up because they're.
Yeah, it builds up intensity.
It's a self selecting audience.
Yes. 100%.
And it's only reporting on this. Crime, I think, pretty much has gone down nationally over the past. I don't know, 40 years. I think it has had a slight uptick during the pandemic, but whatever. For the most part, it's been on a steady decline. But people see shit like this on Nextdoor. They're like, yeah, you shouldn't go to this one street because you're definitely going to get shot or mugged because that happened one time and somebody posted on Nextdoor and then 4 million people say it all the time.
And the story is probably exaggerated. And yes. Right. Yes, of course.
Yeah, 100%. Like somebody fell down and they're like, I was assaulted by the sidewalk or whatever.
It reached up and grabbed me.
All these people so much. I've just been trolling them all day. I was actually commenting as we were talking because this dummy they posted a link to stories of there. It was two news articles about how one of them's from the New York Post. I'm like, first of all, it's not a real news outlet. I'm not buying anything that the New York Post says because it's complete horseshit. The other one was from a more right-wing British paper talking about how Walgreens in San Francisco have gone out of business. Not The Guardian. That's a left-wing one. How Walgreens has gone out of business in San Francisco because of shoplifting. I'm like, well, I've also seen articles that say the opposite thing. So, and there's been reporting that businesses are saying this is the reason just to get out of markets that they don't want to be in and blah, 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 blah. Again, I'm not saying it's not bad or not a contributing factor, but it's also not the reason they're shutting down. Also, it has fucking nothing to do with light rail. What are we talking about?
But Todd, the light rail brings in the criminals. Don't you know this?
Oh my God.
Don't you know this? It doesn't provide a service that people might need in order to get to work or get to shopping centers. It just shuffles criminals around.
A few allies on my side being like, actually, light rail is really good for this and it can help students. One lady was arguing both sides. She's like, yeah, light rail would be good for college students to help commute in and out of town. And then later she's like, but it brings in shoplifting. I was like, shut the fuck up, you idiot.
Todd, you got to read the papers. 4 of every 5 college students is a criminal. How did you not know this? That's how they pay for their schooling.
I don't think she was arguing that students. I end up reporting a bunch of people for racist shit, and that shuts down their posts, and they get real angry about it too.
Oh, nice. Good work. Okay. Let's talk about something that's not on Nextdoor. I saw an article today.
I'm not going to comment for another, 6 months.
Yeah, right. I thought you were going to say 6 minutes. I found an article that was America's best and worst rated fast food chains by state. Okay? So we're going to start with the top rated fast food chain
in by the country. By state or nationally? Okay.
This is top by rated. State. But
this is consumer reviews. Oops.
This is, let's see, to find out which are the most and least loved fast food brands in America, CashNet USA analyze Google
Again,
Map reviews.
Again, sounds like a reliable source. CashNet USA.
Who cares? Analyze Google Maps reviews for each of the country's fast food chains and rank them from highest to lowest rated. Okay, so I'll give you one guess, maybe two if I'm feeling generous. We'll see how you do on your first guess as to what fast food chain nationally has the most states on lockdown as the best fast food chain.
I don't know. So, I mean, my first instinct would be to say
McDonald's. Walk through your thoughts. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's the most popular, prevalent. People, I think, generally like McDonald's, but they also, when you're the biggest, it's easiest to be complaining about. There's plenty of bitching about them, I'm sure.
This is based on reviews.
It could both be at the top and the bottom. So it's hard.
Of course. Correct.
Based on reviews.
Yes.
I'm trying to think what Chick-fil-A is pretty widely regarded as having good service and people like their food. So I would say that
it's their pleasure.
Near the top.
It's their pleasure. Yes. Is that your guess?
I mean, other than the hating gay people, I think they're generally well regarded.
And luckily for them, even gay people love
Sundays,
a good chicken sandwich,
which is when most people want to go to Chick-fil-A.
So, yes, it is Chick-fil-A. 34 of the 50 states found Chick-fil-A to be their top rated fast food chain.
That's the number one. And the other 16 states don't have Chick-fil-A?
The others, possibly, although no, just based on looking at this. Some interesting, so I'll tell you that I'm guessing you couldn't even guess the other five or six different ones. You might guess California's answer. But so again, 34 states, Chick-fil-A. In-N-Out is California and Nevada. Vermont has one of my favorites, and I know one of yours, even though you're not a meat eater, with Five Guys. The entire Northeast Corridor is littered with Chick-fil-A, except Vermont.
Interesting.
Finds Five Guys to be their favorite.
Maryland doesn't have Five Guys?
Maryland is Chick-fil-A.
Huh. Just because
our
I think
home
they started
state,
in Maryland. But
I believe they started in D.C. Five Guys started in D.C.
Okay, that's half Maryland.
I know. I just noticed D.C.'s not on here. It's not. So maybe D.C. is also Five Guys. I do understand what you mean. Our home state is Chick-fil-A, not surprisingly. Here are some of the surprises, though. And it really makes me question.
We haven't gotten to the lowest rating yet. We're going to do that in a second.
We're going to do that in a second, yes.
Hit me some more posy surprises.
Posy?
Positive. Posy, yeah. Posy okay. Core. 7 seconds.
The major. Okay. Are you done?
I'm waiting on you, motherfucker.
Hawaii. Cane's Chicken. Mm. I'm a fan. We had that
Never
for lunch yesterday, as a matter of fact. I stopped and picked up on my way home from a doctor's appointment. Very good. South Dakota.
Is that like sugar
Illinois.
Canes?
No. South Dakota, Illinois, North Carolina, and Alaska are all fans of a place I've never been that I wouldn't even consider fast food. Papa Murphy's. You've had Papa Murphy's, I do
Jesus
believe. Is that
Christ.
Correct?
Yes.
Didn't our father purchase that for you one time? You guys
remember? Yes. He said, let's get pizza. And then we got Papa Murphy's. I was like, there's got to be something.
This isn't pizza.
Papa Murphy's is fine. If you've had a frozen pizza, you've basically had Papa Murphy's. Because
correct.
They make the pizza for you. They don't freeze it, but you take it home and bake it. It's fine. I mean, it's pizza, but that's about it. It's not great. It's cheap. Cheapish.
That's the thing. I've looked into it. It's like 20% cheaper than a Papa John's or Pizza Hut or whatever. It's not a huge
thing. Pizza's like one of the least expensive foods you can buy. So
for a family,
you really need
to
save that $2 to bake it yourself, I guess it's worth it. But
not worth it.
I don't know. I cannot believe that's at the top of it. I would say almost any other fast food pizza chain is better than Papa Murphy's, but
I would agree, and I've never had Papa Murphy's. But the fact that I've never had it should be the reason that I can say I agree with that.
Sorry, when I say it's like frozen pizza, it actually is better than frozen pizza, because frozen pizza always has that, like, the sauce is so fucking hot that it, like,
scalds
your mouth. You don't get that with Papa Murphy's. It tastes more like real pizza.
It's freshly prepared, and then you bake it.
Yeah.
So, sure.
It hasn't been frozen, so you don't get that weird crumbly, gooey crust that you get on frozen pizzas.
So, a couple other surprises, and then we'll move on to the worst. If you had to guess the one state on this map where Krispy Kreme is the favorite fast food, what state would you guess?
That's very weird that that's a fast food.
Agreed.
We've already ruled out North Carolina and South Carolina, so I would guess Georgia or Florida or maybe Mississippi, Alabama, somewhere in there.
Okay. So you and I both know Krispy Kreme started in North Carolina, correct?
I figured it was around there
95% somewhere. 95% sure that's true. And everything you just listed is south of the Mason-Dixon line. Would it surprise you for me to tell you that Pennsylvania finds Krispy Kreme to be their favorite? Like, I figured fucking Wawa would be on there, which also is not a fast food joint. But just because there's 9,000. Or Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, there's a shit.
Because it's the Northeast.
I guarantee you there's about 1 billion to 1 Dunkin' Donuts to Krispy Kreme in Pennsylvania.
Of course there is. In the entire I-95 corridor, there's a Dunkin' Donuts fucking every half mile.
So
it's ridiculous.
Do you think they said to people, tell us your favorite fast food restaurant, and people are like, Krispy Kreme? No fucking way someone answered that way.
I find it hard to believe.
The question is phrased that way.
I find it hard to believe.
I can't imagine anything other than like a fried chicken or burger place would be at the top of anyone's list, because when I think fast food, I do not think of, like, I wouldn't consider, I mean, I do consider Dunkin' Donuts fast food, but it's a breakfast place. I don't think of breakfast food. Fast food has breakfast, but that's not my go-to meal when I'm thinking of fast food.
Yeah. McDonald's has breakfast, but I agree 100%. Okay, so let's just wrap this up real quick.
There's no fucking way they said Krispy Kreme is number one, because, as we mentioned, there's 4 billion Dunkin' Donuts and like 35 Krispy Kremes in Pennsylvania. I'm going to look up how many there actually are.
I'm reading in fine print while you look that up. The methodology. It says, we analyzed over 40 of the most popular U.S. fast food chains across the following categories. Burgers, pizza, donuts, chicken, and Mexican. Using Google Maps, we calculated the weighted average for all restaurants for a chain in each state before isolating the chain with the best average within that state. So theoretically, there might be one Krispy Kreme in Pennsylvania, but if it has amazing ratings, it's going to be considered.
There are six Krispy Kremes in Pennsylvania. Six.
Okay. So there you go. So I'm not far off from what I just said. A very small amount. I'll bet you there's 150 plus Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if you're going to look that up. You don't have to. It doesn't matter.
I am going to look that up.
Oh, okay. There's definitely more in the state of Pennsylvania. There's no question about it.
There. So, Jesus Christ. They have it broken down by city.
Makes sense.
There looks to be... Hold on.
Waiting with bated breath to see how big the number is. Six versus, you can
There's
average it.
Probably
you can fall
four apart. Columns of 75 which have at least one in each name there. Some of them have four or five plus per town.
I believe it. Especially Philly. Philly probably has 25 by itself.
Well, or for example, Allentown has 15 Dunkin' Donuts.
So there's at least 15 corners where major or minor roads intersect, so that's good.
Philadelphia has 131 Dunkin' Donuts locations.
Okay, so the 150 that I meant was just for Philly, I guess, not the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's insane. Okay, so...
So, I mean, that's what... five times the number of Dunkin' Donuts locations in Philadelphia by itself.
Oh, in Philly, yeah.
No, wait. Oh, wait, there was only six.
No, there's six.
30. Never mind. Jesus, yeah, so way more than that. More than
so, five times. It's 25 times. 25 times more just in Philly.
For some reason, I was thinking there's like 30, but yeah.
No, that would make more sense, but no. So to round this out, now that we've introduced the donut idea, both Georgia and Alabama, the favorite fast food is a place called Daylight Donuts, which I've heard of but never eaten. And then...
Sorry, I was looking up how many Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme. How did you say they determine this? Per state? What's their... Just
methodology. We analyzed over 40 of the most popular U.S. fast food chains across the following categories. Burgers, pizza, donuts, chicken, and Mexican. Using Google Maps, we calculated the weighted average for all restaurants for a chain in each state before isolating the chain with the best average. So again, it's Google Maps reviews, the best scores, and then they average that score.
That's a terrible way to do it.
It is terrible because, again, it's not the most popular. It's the highest rated.
But even Google Maps is not the most popular rating system.
Of course not, but it has thousands and thousands of reviews for each location, I would assume. I mean,
I guess. Yelp, I mean, a lot of them have Yelp, like four reviews.
Some of them do. And maybe that's how they won. They had four or five stars for Krispy Kreme in one of their six locations, and that's what they get. Anyway, peppered across the Midwest.
Their methodology here.
That's fine, but we're using it. It's a good topic. Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, and Arizona all have Lamar's Donuts, which... The wife and I are big fans of, but again, not fast food, as the top rated. And then Shipley Donuts in Tennessee, which I've been to Shipley.
So wait,
in Texas.
How many of these are donuts? You said 34 of them.
34 are Chick-fil-A.
And then you've listed like 15 donut places. Are the rest of them donuts?
A lot of the rest of them are donuts. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Lamar's, there's 1, 2 Daylight Donuts, there's 1 Shipley, and there's 1 Krispy Kreme. So that's 8 total.
So half places. Of the remainder, or more than half the remainder, are
half the donuts. Remainder are donuts. 4 of the remainder of those are Papa Murphy's. There's a Five Guys. There's a Cane's, and maybe I missed something here or there.
What was Alaska?
Oh, they don't. Alaska was Papa Murphy's.
Do they include Puerto Rico or Guam?
They do not.
It's too bad.
Those are not official U.S. states. They're territories. So, anyway, all right, so let's move on. So that's the favorite. Now the bottom rated in every state. And again, there is one, it's not one chain. There's one food, interestingly. And I just mentioned the types of food a moment ago. So there is one food that consistently finds itself in the bottom of the listings for every state. But it does vary which brand. Any guesses?
There's one. Say that again. There's one type.
There's one type of food. Yes.
The list.
There's one category
bottom.
Of food that is consistently in the bottom. The categories of food again are burgers, pizza, donuts, chicken, and Mexican. I would have thought Mexican. I would have thought Taco Bell. I would have been wrong. And clearly so were you. So no, it is not Mexican.
I don't consider Taco Bell Mexican food, and I certainly wouldn't put it at the bottom of my list. But
it's Mexican fast food. It has no other... mute button did not work there. It has no other...
I was trying to cough off mic. Sorry about that, fam. Yeah, didn't work. Talking to our family of listeners.
The family of listeners, yes. Burgers, pizzas, donuts, chicken pizzas, Donuts, chicken, and Mexican. There's one that's quite prevalent across the United States.
Must be burgers then, I guess.
As the lowest rated. No. It is not. Diet Coke killing Todd's throat again.
Well, it's lack thereof. I don't know. Chicken, I guess. Chicken was the top of more than half the states. What else do we have? Pizza?
Burgers, pizza, donuts, chicken, and Mexican. It's surprisingly to me, pizza. Pizza was rated very low in...
Is it a specific pizza chain?
It is not. It is not specific.
Little Caesars? Papa John's. Little Caesars has got to be the worst fucking pizza chain.
You would think Little Caesars must not be in the top 40 because it's not even listed here. I would have that across every state in the union as the worst. But no. Papa John's is all over the place. Domino's is everywhere. Pizza Hut is everywhere.
Honestly, I forgot Pizza Hut still existed.
Yeah, it does. They have good marketing, but I haven't had it in several years.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
I've not had Pizza Hut pizza in probably... Well, it's not true. They sometimes have it at like the airport. I've had those little personal...
The single serve
things, yeah. But I've not gone to a Pizza Hut in easily 20 years, probably.
Congratulations. By the way, quick story on the single serve eight Pizza Hut pizzas.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to mute that one. I thought I had.
That's going to be a loud one. I saw that you thought you had. That is going to be a loud one. Blowing out the speakers. On the last trip I took a few weeks ago, I stopped at, there's like a cart in the Denver airport where they sell those single serve Pizza Hut pizzas. And I walked up. I didn't have a lot of time and I was like, oh great, this will be perfect. I can grab that and a soda and head to my gate. I walked up. There were a bunch of boxes in the various shelves. I opened up the thing to grab one. It was very light. It was empty. There were like 25 empty boxes.
They're just fucking with you.
I don't even understand. Like, did someone finish it, come back and throw it back in the thing? Right in front of the person working there? Like, why are there empty boxes? I was so
maybe
perplexed
they put
by
the
that.
Box. Maybe they store them there and then fill them up once they make the pizzas.
Maybe. That's fucking stupid.
Very odd
if they
to put
do.
It there.
But I got literally the last one that I saw, and then a few ladies walked up behind me. I was like, I don't think there's any left.
They're
like,
no,
there's plenty.
Tons
I'm like,
of boxes.
I don't think there's any left. And sure enough, they're like, oh my God, that's weird. So anyway. So fuck you, pizza.
Listen, I'm going to put this on next door, but there aren't any left.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're not going to go through all these because there's a much wider range here.
Variety. Do any donut chains make the bottom of the list? Is Dunkin' on there for bottom?
Dunkin' is on the bottom of the list in one state. And by the way, P.S., Rhode Island has made their voice heard. I just noticed Little Caesars. Way to go, Rhode Island. Fucking standing up and putting your fist in the air.
Like, we're not eating
fuck
that
you,
shit.
Little Caesars.
Sorry.
They are the only ones who said
it's cheap as fuck. That's the only reason to buy it. Again.
In college is the last time I ate Little Caesars because of that reason. Because it was $5 fucking $5.
Pre-made sitting there for the last 4 hours.
Terrible. It's so bad. So, so bad. But yes, Dunkin' Donuts is the least favorite fast food chain of one state. Can you guess the state? We won't stay on this too long, but can you guess?
North Carolina. I have no idea.
The coal miners do not like
West
Dunkin'
Virginia?
Donuts in West Virginia.
Interesting.
Never would have guessed that. Yeah.
What is their favorite? Chick-fil-A?
Their favorite was Chick-fil-A, yes.
We want some biscuits, but I don't want them... Fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Fucking
shit.
Sweet donut. Man, now I want some donuts. This always happens every time we do a show. Literally every time.
So, wait, did McDonald's make the bottom of the list for anyone?
McDonald's and Burger King. McDonald's had one entry. Burger King had two for the bottom of the list.
See, when you pitched this to me, you didn't tell me that I could include donuts or Mexican or pizza. Did Taco Bell make the bottom of anyone's list?
Taco Bell is on here once. Chipotle is on here once. That surprises me.
I mean, I could see Chipotle being at the bottom. At least here, the service is fucking atrocious.
Interesting.
Like, one of the Chipotles nearby you can't order in the store. You can only order online, but they never have it ready. For a while, they would take orders, but they're like, we're out of food. I'm like, what the? Like, we can't control the online ordering thing. I'm like, how is that possible?
Right. How is that your excuse? Not acceptable.
I mean, I get that it's their excuse, but the website should say you can't order this. It's out of stock or something.
So should the website.
The website.
The website and the website.
The website. Oi, the website.
The website.
Hate it. yeah. Where was Chipotle at the bottom?
Maine.
Hopefully in some place. Oh, shut the fuck up, Maine. Like, what else do you have? That's literally probably the only Mexican food other than Taco Bell. And I quibble with Chipotle as being fast food. I mean, I get the fast casual, but it's different than fast food.
Agreed.
You can't drive through Chipotle, to my knowledge.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Taco Bell, by the way, was North Dakota. So, again, a place with very few people that know what's going on.
Sorry, North Dakota, we're disqualifying your point of view.
Burger King, by the way, these are all very low population states. Burger King was New Hampshire and Wyoming. McDonald's surprises me. McDonald's surprises me. Do you want to take a guess? I'll just tell you I'm very surprised by the state that said McDonald's was the least favored. Yeah.
If you're surprised, I would guess something like Mississippi or
bingo, Mississippi.
I would think that would be like one of their four food groups in Mississippi.
Of course, yeah.
Not trying their to four shit food on Mississippi, but it's an easy punch.
Too late. Here we go. It's about to get worse. Your four food groups in Mississippi are soda, McDonald's, your sister, and ice cream. So I'm surprised that Mississippi
inappropriate
is on there. You put the ball in the tee.
I think lard is probably one of the four fired groups there. Far-fired groups.
Our 1/16th Irish heritage is really coming out of here. The far-fired
groups of
on the website.
The website.
Anyway, a couple others that we just haven't mentioned.
Sorry about that.
Wingstop? I'm pretty sure I've never been to a Wingstop either.
They have Wingstop here. Bottom. I've never been there. But
okay. In Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama, and Michigan as well. A couple other highlights for those that follow the show and know our history.
Are those states bigger fans of Buffalo Wild Wings then? Or?
I assume so. They're again, just dropping, yeah,
Wingstop doesn't exactly – I haven't eaten there. I know you can get wings to go, but it doesn't quite feel casual. Like a fast food to me.
It's fast casual.
If they had fucking Chili's on here, I'd be like, yes, it is terrible, but it's not fast food.
Right. That's a sit-down restaurant. Chili's is fine dining in some of these states. KFC is on here a couple times. Colorado is
Papa
John's.
Is it in Kentucky? I hope it's in Kentucky. That would be fucking hilarious.
Kentucky is Wingstop.
Yeah.
They're one of the handful of Wingstop.
They're like, we love our KFC. Get your bullshit Wingstop out of here.
Yum brands, motherfucker. Again, local ones for us. Domino's is Maryland. Papa John's is Colorado. Our home state of South Carolina is also Domino's. I'm surprised that
Domino's is like, there's definitely worse shit. I guess it just has a lot of bad reviews based on this.
You're finally catching on to the scoring system.
I know.
It only took 20 minutes of us discussing this.
It just doesn't, it's a weird way to do it.
It's dumb. Okay. So, we move on to... I'm eating a Brock's pumpkin.
Ooh.
Because it's yummy.
Candy pumpkin, like a candy corn, but shaped differently.
Fast food chain in every state.
Fast food.
By cuisine. I don't know what happened there. Fast food chain in every state. By cuisine type. I will just tell you that Five Guys, In-N-Out, and Culver's dominate the nation in the burger chain area. Chick-fil-A, except for, what state is that? Except for Vermont, where there is no Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A leads every state but Alaska and Hawaii.
Leads all chicken.
in the chicken, which is Cane's, as we talked about earlier. I'm sorry. South Dakota is Popeyes. We have a Popeyes sighting.
Popping off with Popeyes.
Popping off with Popeyes. Donuts, we already talked about that. It's either Krispy Kreme, Lamar's, or Daylight Donuts pretty much across the country. Tim Hortons in West Virginia. Look at West Virginia living their best life. Respect.
Wait, they have Tim Hortons in West Virginia?
I love Tim Hortons, by the way. Apparently they do. I've had Tim Hortons in Ohio and Michigan, so I'm not surprised that they have it in West Virginia because that touches Ohio, but who knew? Mexican, basically east of the Mississippi is Moe's. West of the Mississippi is either Chipotle or Qdoba.
Is Moe's? M-O-apostrophe-S?
M-O-E. You've never had Moe's? They have very good burritos.
Never heard of Moe's.
They have Seinfeld-themed burritos. You should try Moe's if there's one near you. I don't know if there is. Yeah,
clearly there isn't because I've never heard of it.
Maryland is Qdoba, but Pennsylvania is Moe's, so there's at least six of them, according to our research. And then, again, top-rated fast food chain for pizza is indescribably yet dominantly Papa Murphy's. Everywhere. Like, fucking everywhere. I'm blown away by this.
Yeah, there's not a Moe's near me.
Oh, okay.
There's one, like, an hour away, basically, in D.C.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, and then we'll
drive
we'll just
an hour for Mexican fast food.
But if you're in the area, is it near?
If I were in the area, I would consider trying it, but I'm not going there.
You should check it out if you're ever in the area. There's plenty in.
Check it out.
In the Carolinas, at least in the upstate. I don't know if they got an area or Charleston. And then just real quick, bottom rated burger chain. Burger King. Burger King, west of the Mississippi, McDonald's, east of the Mississippi is the running theme for lowest rated.
Interesting. Any surprises on the low-rated burger chains?
No, it's mostly McDonald's and Burger King. It's Sonic in Montana and Jack in the Box in Missouri, but literally every other state is either – it's one of the big two, either McDonald's or Burger King. So no big surprises there. For chicken, it's either KFC, Popeyes, or Wingstop. Because everybody loves some Chick-fil-A. So no one would dare put Chick-fil-A as their lowest rated. Lowest rated donuts, Dunkin'. Except for Oklahoma and Utah are heathens. They think Krispy Kreme is the lowest rated. So makes sense.
Dunkin' donuts are not good. I would probably rate them near the bottom.
I know, but why would you put Krispy Kreme? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah. Man, who cares? Just get the kind of donuts you like.
Exactly. Taco Bell is the lowest rated Mexican for most of the country, except the Southeast has some Chipotle, including our home state. And including your home state currently has Chipotle rated lowest.
It's because of that shit service.
I know. You were just talking about it. And then pizza is mostly Papa John's, some Domino's sprinkled in there, some Pizza Hut sprinkled in there. So, yeah. Interesting survey. Todd hates the rating system. I respect that. That's fine.
But you respect my hatred or you respect the rating system?
Both.
Fair.
But that wasted 25 minutes. So that's good. There you have it.
Didn't waste. That's
pure that used content. Up 25 minutes of the show. You're right. Definitely not.
That engaged with 25 minutes of the show.
Debatable, but I like it. To go back to Halloween candy, since I'm currently eating Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, this is our Halloween show that we talked about fucking fast food for a half hour.
Well, I feel like for 4 years straight, we've been like, what's your favorite Halloween candy? Nothing.
What is your favorite Halloween candy? What's your least favorite Halloween candy?
Exactly. So what's... What are the kids going as this year? What are my nieces dressing up as?
Your younger niece is going to be Batgirl. Hmm. Pre-purchased costume, I believe, from Costco.
Respect.
It's interesting because I don't think she really cares about Batman or Batgirl. I think she just saw the costume and like, that's cool. I'm going to be that.
Nice.
Last year, I think it was last year, she was a devil and my older daughter was an angel. They sort of went as a themed costume. That might have been the year before. My younger daughter was singing for weeks or months afterwards. I'm a devil, a sweet, sweet devil. It's very weird. Creepy. She would just walk around saying that. She's a little
I believe
bit of
that
a
was
weirdo.
Last year. Did they trick or treat 2 years ago? October of
2020? Kind of.
Maybe
I think they still dressed up though, is what you're saying. They definitely dressed up. That was the year when people had like folding tables out in front of their house and you just sort of went took candy, I think.
Sure.
And then my older daughter, this has been a huge controversy. I was trying to say it the British way, but I couldn't remember how they say it.
Too dumb. Yeah.
She's 11, my daughter, and her friend is also 11. She has a younger sister. Her friend has a younger sister who is 2. So they decided they were going to do a group theme costume based on Monsters, Inc. My daughter is going to be Mike Wasnowski or whatever. The big green eyeball thing. You've never seen Monsters, Inc.?
Maybe I have. I don't remember.
And her friend was going to be Sully, who's played by John Goodman, a big furry character. And then her little sister was going to be Boo, which is the name of the
child. Voiced by John Goodman.
That's what I said.
Not played by John. You said played by John Goodman.
Okay. Same thing.
It's a fucking animated film. He's not
Yeah, but he may have done physical acting that the animators modeled the character after. Because it's a big guy.
No chance.
Not possible.
Don't try to recover.
Not no chance.
Okay. 0.002%.
Small chance. Not no chance.
Continue.
And then, so the two of them have another good friend who they invited to join into the costume creation with them, and it's going to be another character for Monsters, Inc. I don't remember which one. Now, the problem came about when my daughter's friend's mom took them to Party City or some other thing to buy supplies for the costumes, but did not take their other friend. This caused World War III and has been ongoing since this happened last weekend or whatever, because the other girl feels like she's left out, and it's caused a big thing.
Rift.
Not just with the kids, but with parents. It's become a. I mean, I get it. Feelings were hurt. It doesn't seem like that big a deal to me, but it wasn't
Shots fired.
It wasn't my kids' feelings who were hurt. So it's a little. It's not that I don't empathize, but it's hard to see all of the beef.
Sure. Where's the beef, Todd?
There's been a lot of drama around that.
A lot of drama.
However, it seems like there may be some reconciling coming up. I don't know if the three of them will be costuming together or not, but hopefully they will be. I think they've started speaking to one another again.
Hang on a second. This has caused beef amongst the 11-year-olds?
Well, I think
I thought you were talking about the parents.
Definitely parents, but I think the parents have spread beef to children.
But and these are friends. I mean, they're different ages, but these are people. These are kids who are friends, correct?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
what the fuck?
Definitely.
What's our world coming to?
Definitely weird. I don't know. So I don't want to go into it in case for some reason those people listen to this. But
yeah, no, that's fine.
I don't blame anyone. I mean,
you do.
I mean, my daughter and her friend definitely should have included the other thing, but it wasn't an intentional slight.
Sure.
I've never seen
the flick.
My daughter was invited to go with her friend. She went. They didn't invite the other girl. Probably should have, but apologies have been made.
Look,
I feel like it should be
quashed
by now, but hopefully it will be in the near future.
Listen, how many fucking characters are in this flick? More than the 3 or 4 we're talking
25,
about.
25,
Yeah, what are you going to do? Find 15... 18 more friends to invite to make it a
good thing. It wasn't that. It was the being left out of the
creating
of the costume.
What the fuck? Who cares?
Scott,
I'm
you're
trying to fill out the entire
at this
roster
from
of the cast.
A rational
standpoint. Oh, so your friends and your daughter's
no,
friends.
I'm not
and their
saying they're being irrational.
Door.
I'm just saying when feelings are involved, you don't always like think of it in a purely rational fashion.
But I will say this: when feelings are involved, I'm out. I'm not involved. I don't do feelings. Fuck that shit.
I do believe that to be true.
I know you do.
So
everyone
wait,
that
do
knows
you have
me
a,
for 10 minutes.
I think I asked you this, and I think you're being a terrible parent. But do you have a
yes.
costume for your child?
Far as I know, being a terrible parent, you have to ask my wife.
How the fuck
will not
do you know? You,
purchasing.
Your wife must be getting a costume for your daughter.
My wife buys our daughter
this is,
something.
This is her first Halloween,
wise.
Right?
Under a year, as you know, so you are correct. Okay. Our wife buys our daughter something clothing-wise
our wife?
Pretty much every day.
Are we our sharing wife. Your wife now?
My wife.
My wife.
My wife. So the fact, but I'm saying I don't think so because I have not seen, I mean, look at, there's an Amazon package on our door every goddamn day.
After
there could
this,
be a Halloween costume
after
in
this
there
call,
somewhere.
You should.
I don't know.
If she hasn't purchased a costume, you have to have a costume just for photos. You don't have to take her trick-or-treating.
I don't know. We're definitely not taking her trick-or-treating. That's 100%.
I mean, if you wanted candy, this would be a good way to get some. But
no shit, and I've thought about that, and I saw signs posted that was advertising a trunk-or-treating situation. But I was like, I could get into that. Use the kid as a
I mean,
free way to get candy.
You'll have
she's never
several eaten. Years ahead where your child can't eat all of the candy, and you can help yourself.
Yeah, like 15 years. What are you talking about?
It's so weird to me. My children are much more in your mold where they don't eat all the candy like in the first 3 days, so it tends to sit around until I eat it all. It makes no sense to me.
I love the shame you're espousing upon me because after 72 hours, I still have candy. Especially in my later years when I was
candy,
walking the streets, man. I was out there hitting the pavement hard.
I don't understand how candy sits around for over a week. Don't you just, like, gorge your face?
I mean, clearly not. You correctly addressed what I did as a youth. That shit would go bad.
But my kids they still have Halloween.
February.
Not Halloween. They still have, like...
Easter candy?
Yeah, I think I told you my daughter brought in Easter candy because she was like, I'm not going to eat this. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like a full chocolate bunny.
Hang on. Let's identify this. I would never concede. I would never bring in the candy and say, here, you can have it. There would certainly be pieces that I would never eat. I would just never get around to it. And then I'd be like, I'll get to it later. And then I'd be like, well, it's too old. It's stale. And then it just sits there.
I guess you'd probably throw it away, or most people throw it away.
I would ultimately throw it away,
my kids are like,
yes.
I think my dad will eat this if I just give it to him.
They know you well, of course.
Guess
of course
what? I did. I ate it. It was perfectly fine.
Yeah, for Easter candy, I'd imagine by the end of April it was all gone, and for Halloween, it never would ever
the
see
October.
The Thanksgiving table. Forget about it.
Oh yeah.
The end of October is Halloween.
I know.
You fucking idiot.
I was joking.
By midnight, Halloween night, gonzo.
If it's past
never surviving.
Dia de los Muertos, you've done
exactly.
You're doing it wrong.
Day of death in my mouth. Boy, that could be the... Hang on. Day of death in my mouth. That's a great title. Okay. So, yeah. So, anyway, to answer your question, I don't know. You'll have to ask Jamie. She loves taking pictures.
I want an update on this next week. You said we're not doing a pod next week?
But Jamie and I will probably do one this weekend, so we'll talk about it this weekend. We have several other things we're going to talk about, too. But...
Wait, where are you? What are you doing next week?
My biannual work conference in sunny Tampa, Florida.
Biannual work conference.
Is next week. It's Tuesday.
Right in hurricane
Friday,
season.
So.
Wait, why the fuck are you going to Florida? Jesus. Ugh.
Look at... Obviously, I have no say in these things. I don't plan. These are planned years in advance. I was worried that it wasn't going to happen, but Tampa was spared by the most recent storm. So
Tampa.
For the most part, anyway. Although I read, like, a few days ago that the airport just reopened. So I'm like,
really?
I'm flying into that airport in 5 days. It better fucking be open. But I guess once it's open, it's like BAU, as they say, Todd. Business as usual.
Is that the airport code? BAU?
No. Oh. No. I'm saying they're going to be back to business as usual at the Tampa airport. I think it's TPA or something. I don't know. It's something stupid. But anyway, so the wife and I will talk about that on the podcast this weekend. That's taking care of business, baby. Before we go into everyone's favorite segment, Dear Todd, I did want to comment. Oh,
doing that? Sweet.
Yeah, I got a couple picked out just based on what you just said about the costume and the next door thing. So they're ready to go. They're queued up. I have been getting fed to me in my Facebook feed and my YouTube feed all of these, like, very talented magicians doing, like, sleight of hand and card tricks.
Uh-huh.
Some of these guys are fucking ridiculous. There's a guy named, I think his name is Jason LaDanye, L-A-D-A-N-Y-E.
Wait, hold on. Let me look him up. I believe my wife may have seen him in person.
Get the fuck out of here. I think his first name's Jason. Just look up LaDanye card magic or card.
How do you spell LaDanye?
I think it's L-A-D-A-N-Y-E. And if that's not it, I'll just go
Jason LaDanye.
Is that it?
Corporate magician and entertainer.
Sure. Yep, that's the guy. He's fucking ridiculous. Not have been this
guy. I feel like the guy she saw was Asian.
Well, there's an Asian guy that's why I brought this up that started popping up in my feed too. And his name is, I can't remember his name. Because it's literally just been the past day or two.
But the sleight of hand that she, I think she showed me a clip of it. And it was pretty fucking incredible.
Like, both of them. LaDanye is all, like, all I've seen at least is card stuff. He'll take a deck of cards, and he'll just be talking to the camera, shuffling it. And then he acts like he's dealing out a poker hand, and he'll give himself, like, a royal flush or four aces. So he clearly, like, he's just a master of, like, stacking the deck, as they say. It's a cliche, but he literally does it. It's fucking insane, man. I'll watch them in slow motion. I'll watch them 10 times in a row, and I have no fucking clue how he's doing it. So if anyone has any ideas, hit us up.
I believe it's practice. Isn't that how you do it?
It's definitely practice. Yes, it definitely is. I can't remember the Asian guy's name, but I'll find him.
Shin Lim?
He won America's Got Talent or something. I think he's got a show in Vegas.
Oh, Eric Shin? Maybe that was the guy she saw. I can't remember.
Anyway, I'll forward it to you offline.
I did the most racist Google search. I just typed in sleight of hand Asian guy to see if it came up. I mean,
well done. It's not inaccurate.
I don't feel good about that, but.
But that is what you're looking for.
It did pinpoint my search results.
You got Shin Lim.
I tried to do sleight of hand artist. That was not very successful.
No, I wouldn't think so. Okay, let's move on to tonight's final segment.
Dear Todd, are you a racist motherfucker for typing
sleight of hand Dear Todd, are you a racist motherfucker? Unsure in Colorado. Okay, here we go. You ready? I got two picked out to end the show, and then we can move along. All right.
Sorry, just in my defense, there is a fellow named Nathan Fan whose URL is Magic Asian Man. So,
well, he can do that, Todd.
Yes. No, I'm not saying I should do that. Just because
you've married into it doesn't mean you can slight the Asian race.
I'm not saying that I can say that. I just thought it was interesting that was his.
Your mother-in-law would be ashamed, as she should be. Okay, here we go.
Everyone should be ashamed of me, just in general.
Always. Dear Todd, please settle a yearly disagreement.
If I offer
to take the birthday girl out for lunch, unsure what he means by that, I will be paying the bill. So which of us chooses the restaurant?
Wait, hold on. This is how it's worded? They're just jumping right into the middle of it? He says the birthday. It sounds like he thinks we know who the fuck he's talking about.
You've literally known me my entire life. Do you think I'm just going to be making shit up? I'm literally reading it off the screen. That's so weird. It is very weird.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because I have
the birthday girl.
All right, this one's very short, so I'll reread the whole fucking thing again. Please settle a yearly disagreement. If I offer to take the birthday girl out for lunch, I will be paying the bill. So which of us chooses the restaurant? I say I should get to choose where to host the celebration for which I am paying. Birthday girl insists she gets to choose where I'm going to take her since it's her birthday. There's literally no question in this email, but signed, unsure.
First of all, did you write this letter? This sounds like something that you would say.
It does, and no. I did not.
Unsure in Florida. Easy. Stop being an asshole. Who gives a shit if you're paying? It's her birthday. She should pick where you're eating. Stop being
okay.
A cheap ass.
So that's your response. Yes. I now want you to respond how you think Abby responded.
I don't know. She hates women, so she probably said, what's the guy's name or the writer's name? I'm assuming it's a guy.
Unsure based in on Florida. His, like, yes, it is.
Callous dickishness.
Unsure. Dear Unsure.
Dear Unsure. Since the birthday girl is being treated by you, it makes perfect sense that you should have a say in where and the place that you eat. You've offered her this generous gift and agreed to pay for it. She should acquiesce to your wishes because who gives a shit? It's her birthday. You're paying for it and money talks, baby. That's what I think Abby said. I would never say that.
All right, you went off the rails at the end. She would never say money talks and baby.
No, I didn't think she would actually say that.
Okay, but you got it partially right, but she went a step further. She responded, the choice of where to take your guest should be yours, not hers. Between you and me, I think she is nervy to suggest otherwise.
What?
Nervy. And that's all she wrote.
That's a very weird word, nervy.
So she's not only, like, how dare she have the nerve? So she's not only in the corner of Unsure in Florida. She's, like, backing him up and saying, your bitch is nervy. Whether, again, who knows if it's the wife, the girlfriend, the daughter, the granddaughter. We have no idea.
So weird. What?
So,
like,
weird.
Do you agree, like, it's the person's birthday, you should let them pick? Like, if you are that cheap or self-centered that you can't let somebody else like choose the place where you eat, then don't offer to pay for it.
Here's the only parallel I have is every year on her birthday until this year, because we had a young child home, Jamie and I went to Outback. Outback is her favorite restaurant. She has a meal there that she loves. It's not a super fancy place, obviously. She does get a Bloomin' Onion. She loves a Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion.
I'm happy to do that. If her favorite place was Capital Grill or Elway's, which is a very expensive steak restaurant here, but it's her birthday once a year.
They grill up a football for you, right?
They do. They grill up a championship or two. Once a year, okay, that's the point of taking someone out to a birthday meal, is to spring for them and do something you wouldn't otherwise do. I would do that too.
You could also think of it this way. If you weren't getting this, your girl...
Yeah,
or whatever.
Birthday girl. Yes.
If you weren't taking her out and you're buying her a gift, would you buy something that you wanted because you're paying for it? Like, that's not how gifts work. Fucking asshole.
I mean, that's a weird analogy, I guess. But yeah,
you could say I'm paying for the gift. I really think she should have this. You do kind of get to do that, but you should think of something that the person wants,
the
right?
The person wants. Yeah. I got you size 10 men's running shoes. What do you mean you don't want these?
I mean, I'm not saying he can't say, hey, would you like to go here and suggest some place? But if the person that you're buying a meal for is like, no, I really want to go to Outback, fucking go to Outback, asshole.
Again, the only way that I'm in any way on this guy's side is if they eat McDonald's five times a week, and then on her birthday, she's like, I want to go to the most expensive place. I want to get surf and turf with surf and turf on the side. Like, and she's doing it vindictively. But if she enjoys that and it's her special day, fucking take her out.
That's a big assumption that she's doing it vindictively, but...
Of course it is. It's asinine. It's not even a big assumption. If that's
the case, you have bigger problems other than, like,
of course,
paying an extra $50 for somebody's dinner.
Yes, Abby should have addressed that in her response, but of course she didn't because she hates women. Okay.
What year? Wait, what year was that too?
Well, I'm confused by it because it's listed as October 18th, 2022. So I think it's like a best of that just printed.
Yeah, yeah, clearly 2 days ago. Abby's been dead for 10 years, right? Or something.
Something like that. We looked it up a while ago. Yeah. She gone. She gone. Okay.
This is a rerun.
This is a rerun. And this is another one from the same day, but who knows how long ago it was.
I can't believe they still publish that. People are like, yeah, that's right. Who gives a shit what she wants to eat for her birthday?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you shouldn't eat near the colors. Whoa, Abby. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. This is way out of date. You wrote that in 1959. I get it, but please.
I don't think you should say that just in general, Scott, even as a
joke. Yeah, no, I agree. But I'm reading from the website. Yeah, whatever first columns from 1959. Okay, but here's one from who knows when, but republished 2 days ago. Dear Abby, dear Todd, sorry. A decade ago, before my wife and I had children, we were deeply in love with each other. Everything was great in the bedroom.
Now we can't stand each other.
Everything was great in the bedroom and outside. Pause. I don't know what that means. Like, are they exhibitionists?
Who knows? Sounds to me like they're fucking in the woods.
That's what it sounds like to me. Tree hugging bitch. Anyway, everything was great in the bedroom and outside. After we had children, my wife did a 180. She's no longer affectionate with me at all. We barely hold hands. We never hug. And kissing is prohibited, except maybe a kiss before bed. We kiss like it's an obligation. There's no touching in our relationship. In the bedroom, we used to be more physical and less restrained. I wanted her to be satisfied without getting more specific. Hubba hubba. Now, I'm sorry. Now, if we are intimate,
wait, it doesn't it's once say a hubba month. Hubba, right?
No. That was editorial. Now, if we are intimate, it's once a month. It's once a month during the summer, which I don't get, and maybe twice a month otherwise. Wait a minute. So it's less frequent during the summer? Anyway, she won't allow me to touch parts of her body.
Oh, wait.
Once a month during the summer and maybe twice a month otherwise. So, like, she doesn't like heat.
Maybe there's a heat issue or something.
Turn up the AC. She's a tons of fun lady. She won't allow me to touch parts of her body, and she's physically and emotionally remote. When I addressed this with her, she informed me that other couples are intimate less frequently than we are. Here we go. I was right. Foreshadowing, she has let her body go and doesn't diet or even try to watch her weight. And I'm concerned for her health because she has become obese. If I try to bring these matters up, she flies into an obese rage. Obese was yet again an editorial comment.
I was about to say it definitely does not.
It just says she flies into a rage. Abby, am I being selfish? Signed, missing the closeness with my chubby lady. More editorial. Okay.
Oh, man. A lot to unpack here.
Am I being selfish? That's the question, by missing the closeness.
I would say cautiously, I don't think you're being selfish, but you should consider your wife's feelings in this matter. Clearly, she has, you know, some shame or reservations about her current physical appearance. That's probably why she's pushing you away. Maybe you should speak to her about her needs and your needs, about connecting physically and emotionally. There may be other things you can do to sort of connect with her outside of your in the bedroom and outside.
Outside. Yeah.
You're once a month in the summer and twice a month once it gets cooler. So weird. But, I think you should definitely talk to her first, not specifically about sex, but just about your feelings for each other, and try to connect with her emotionally. And then maybe some of that intimacy will return. As far as like her body, you can only sort of encourage her to be healthy. I wouldn't say it from a point of view of like losing weight, just like, hey, maybe we should go for walks together. We should do some things. Just to make sure that we're healthy for our child, if that's, you know, how you want to frame it.
So you're saying you don't walk in with a scale and say, let's set a starting point, and
then you go from there. You do what you want to do, buddy, but that I don't think that's going to go over well, just based on what you've told me. Now, what Abby would say is, You have every right to have
extramarital affairs
2 times outside. A month in the summer and 4 in the winter months or whatever.
Double up, baby.
Whatever her threshold is. Tell your wife she's being selfish, and if she doesn't do that, you can sue for custody and leave.
Actually, don't kick her; you might break a leg.
I don't think that she would say that. I hope. God, who knows?
Dear missing, the answer to that question, for point of reference, the question is:
Am I being selfish? Yes.
The answer to that question is no. Something has gone radically wrong with your marriage, and you have been iced out. Sometimes, when children come into the picture, couples, quote, forget, unquote, how to be friends and lovers because they are so distracted, tired, etc. You and your wife need to discuss this in the office of a licensed therapist. Is that not what Abby is, by the way? If she's unwilling to do that...
I don't disagree. Therapy could definitely help them.
Of course. If she's unwilling to do that, have some sessions alone so you can find a way to get through to her or figure out whether you want to continue living in, quote, Siberia, unquote, until your children become adults.
Man, Abby's fucking phoning it in. You should go see a therapist. No shit, Abby. Like, all of these could be answered that way.
Yeah. Look. You should ask someone who cares. I thought I was.
You might seek out professional advice. Not some lazy newspaper writer who clearly doesn't give a shit about your problem. That's very weird to just be like, go see a therapist. It might help.
Yeah.
I feel like she didn't even read the whole thing. Clearly, like...
She definitely didn't.
This lady has some uncomfortability with her body, and she's... That's making her retreat from her intimacy with her husband. Like, that seems pretty obvious. Like,
just force your way through it. Pin her down. She clearly can't get up.
No, Scott, that's not even funny. Don't say that.
What? No, I'm saying. Once a month in the summer. I legitimately thought as I was reading that I was going to say once a month in the summer and then less frequently otherwise. But then I realized, it's because she's big. She's a big gal. She doesn't want to sweat out.
Well, it's just weird to even mention that. Just say... Around once a month. We don't need to...
Once.
We get maybe that it's twice less frequent than you would like. You don't need...
Right.
We don't need...
Of all the details to make sure
Sunday
you include...
Every third Sunday night or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. This has been edited for clarity, so we definitely made sure to include once a month.
My wife only fucks me during 60 minutes. She's got a thing for Andy Rooney. I don't know what's happening. Do you think she has a problem?
Is summer just June, July, and August, or does like...
Yeah, that's the other thing. Is it warm months?
If it's a balmy month, does that reduce the quantity?
Well, and hello, as a reminder, I believe the person was in Florida. So summer is like 11 and a half months out of the year. So I guess he's complaining that he's never getting it. All right. We got one for the Patreon. One more bonus. Dear Todd.
Okay.
For the Patreon. You'll see why I picked this one. Just the title of the person who sent it in is too funny. Dear Todd, I'm so disgusted. My husband has started walking around the house with no underwear, letting it all hang out, so to speak. This is also probably very related.
Is this the wife of the last letter?
Could be. I'm an overweight woman with young children. Then he makes comments like, quote, doesn't this look good, unquote. I'm sickened by his behavior. I feel violated. How do I tell him to stop without hurting his male pride? Signed, Covering My Eyes in Tennessee.
What so a Todd weird replied, situation.
Ear covering. I know. It's very odd.
Wait, what was the final question? How do I tell him to fucking put some pants on?
How do I tell him to stop without hurting his male pride?
Did they say, are there children in this house? Is this guy freeballing it around the
kids? I can only assume there are not, but it does not specify whether or not there are children.
Oh man, I honestly, I mean, my thing would just be to tell this lady, is it husband or boyfriend?
Husband. They're married.
To fucking knock it off and put some pants on. Like, you never know.
I feel like if you ignore it long enough, he'll stop, right?
Yeah, there's that possibility. Maybe he'll put some pants on. It seems like a call for it, a cry for help, a call for attention.
It's a cry for attention for sure.
Maybe you just ignore it. and he'll put some pants on. It could get worse before it gets better. It sounds like it's pretty bad already, though.
How can it get worse? What's
he's Donald ducking around the house?
Show you the tiger eye? Like, what's worse than walking around with your dick hanging, swinging around?
I mean,
anything worse for a woman?
I mean, you could say, yeah, there's any number of tactics you could try. Like, you could be like the last lady and be like, hey, you got to put some pants on. Or there's not going to be any touching, right, whether it's covered or uncovered.
The once or twice a month is going to go to zero. Okay.
That's sort of like blackmail. It's probably not the best idea. I think you should talk to him and tell him that it makes you uncomfortable. It doesn't sound like he's a reasonable person, so maybe you should reconsider this relationship because he's just walking around with pants off. Have you ever walked around with no pants on purpose?
All the time.
Liar.
I have. I'm not like strutting around the house.
I get it. If you come out of the shower, I'm saying if like during the day, have you decided I'm not going to wear pants from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
That I've never done because that seems unsanitary, for no matter where I'm sitting.
Say the least. Yeah.
But yeah, no, our laundry room is on the bottom floor of the house. And
yeah, no, I understand. I'll be naked running up to the shower. You need to go from cleaning yourself to
one room to another.
Getting dressed.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's the response.
With the opportunity to be dressed, have you ever just strutted around naked for an extended period of time? Or are you a true Hoffman and truly shamed about being naked at all times?
Not recently, but I've certainly done it before. But I would not do it now that
you've played during pool the as a awake child.
There's pictorial evidence of me playing some bumper pool with nada on. Anyway, and in retrospect, there were a lot of people in that ski house that trip, so I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. But exhibitionists are hard. Okay, here we go. Here's the response from old Abs. Dear Covering, I'm sorry you didn't mention how old... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get used to it. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry you didn't mention how old your husband is and how long you two have been married. But any radical change in an older person's behavior could indicate a serious medical problem.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So she thinks it's dementia?
She thinks it's dementia, of course. Consider discussing this with your doctor because your exhibitionist spouse may need a medical and neurological exam to see if he has experienced a small stroke or the beginnings of dementia. If he's still a, quote, youngin', unquote, give him the affirmation he is asking for and then ask him to cover up. In other words, suck his dick and he'll shut up and he'll put on pants and stop walking around the house with his dick swinging.
Jesus Christ. That's the worst advice I've ever heard. First of all, I like how she's like, Her first thought is, there's no way a normal person would do this, so he probably has dementia.
He must be over 70.
But then the secondary advice is like, did she quote him as saying, so don't you like how this looks or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then he makes comments like, doesn't this look good, is the comment that he made.
Give him affirmations that he's searching for? No. Don't.
So you respond to doesn't this look good with yes, and please put some pants on. If this guy is crazy enough to walk around with his dick out and you say, yes, it looks good, the last thing he's going to do is put some pants on.
He's never putting pants on. That's terrible advice.
He's going to start going to work naked. Like,
my wife loves it when I walk around bottomless.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, did you hear? Jim over here gets to walk around with his dick swinging around in the house.
I mean,
lucky guy.
I don't think that's a benefit. That does not sound comfortable to me.
No. Are you cooking while doing this? Like, oil splatters. There's things.
Watch out
for
doorknobs.
Legitimate physical concerns. Yeah, exactly. Silverware. All sorts of things. Anyway. All right.
Steak knife nicks.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the steak knives. Okay. So we're going to call it a pod there. As I mentioned, next week will probably be an other half episode. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to discuss next door. We're also going to discuss, spoiler alert, Imogen Heap, if you're familiar with that artist, we'll be discussing Imogen Heap. So stay tuned for that. And then this is 197, so just a couple away from the bicentennial. We also have the Stereo Gum Top 40 New Bands of 2020.
Has that been dropped yet? We got a couple weeks.
No. It's historically been the first week of November. So, yeah, perhaps by the next episode. So maybe episodes 198 and 199 can be 20 bands of the top 40 a piece. We'll just have to wait and see. And then we can do the bicentennial. I don't know. We'll see how it works out. Todd's looking it up now, and he's not going to find it. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. Stick around for that. Look forward to that. It's going to be amazing. If you have any questions, comments, criticisms, requests for the show, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. Hit us up on the Instagram and the Twitter, the_bro_pod. Slide into our DMs. Let us know what's going on in your life. If you have any ideas for the Bicentennial, once we do the Stereo Gum episode, if you want to comment on those bands, give us your thoughts. We would gladly listen to them. Otherwise, it's a little early, but please, everyone, have a safe, not healthy, but a safe and happy trick-or-treating experience on your Halloween night a few Mondays from now. Enjoy yourself. We love you for listening. Tell a friend, like, share, subscribe. Check us out on all the podcast platforms. You know how to get it because you're still listening. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And until next week, everybody.